This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from the BBC.
Hello, I'm Finn.
Hi, I'm Feifei. Sorry I'm late. Peter and Dave are having an argument in the kitchen. I was trying to calm them down.
Oh, really? What are they arguing about?
Something about who spilled the milk. It was getting very heated.
Oh, no. Who started the argument?
I don't really know. I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Ah, good expression, Feifei.
Thank you, Finn. I learned this phrase just the other day. I think I can use it in this situation, can't I?
Yes, indeed you can. We normally use six of one, half a dozen of the other, when we think there's very little difference between two choices. We also use it when two people are equally responsible for something. Now, let's hear some examples.
I don't know whether to give my mum flowers or chocolates for Mother's Day.
It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Do you think we should take the third ring road instead of the second ring road?
Oh, I don't know. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. They keep blaming each other. Whose fault was it really?
Oh, it was six of one, half a dozen of the other.
So remember, you can use six of one, half a dozen of the other when two choices are very similar, and it doesn't really matter which one you choose.
Yes, that's right. Sorry, Feifei, wait a sec. I need to go now.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to dinner with Sophia. Quick, help me decide. Should I wear this blue shirt or this pink one?
You know what I'm about to say, don't you?
The pink one?
No, they're very similar. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Oh, you're not helping. I'm off. Bye.
Wait.
The English We Speak. From bbclearningenglish.com.